over here at the Georgia Built Invitational Golf Course, our golf event. I'm at the Cuscawilla Golf Club in Eatonton, our gracious hosts today. Broadcast powered by Smartegies, providing smart marketing strategies that help you win. Online, Smartegies.com, and on Twitter and Facebook as well. Give them a follow. We're supporting breast cancer awareness out here today, also the Wounded Warrior Project. Many of the businesses here participating are here for that purpose, but many of them also have their own charitable endeavors that their companies are involved in, and we've been talking to some of the great business owners and people out here today. And let's welcome to the microphone right now Tommy LaRue. He's a national systems consultant at Stagefront Presentation Systems. And also a Navy man. How's it going, man? Very nice to meet you.
Great. Doing great. Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, just hold us right up there. And let's talk a little bit about what you do as a systems consultant at Stagefront.
Okay. Well, Stagefront, we are a design-build audio-visual integrator. So we create feature-rich multimedia environments to help companies, schools, and municipal facilities communicate information better. So we've taken the old school AV technology, the rolling cart with the film projector,
yeah,
or the TV and the VCR on it, and we've made it bigger.
So. Technological advancements are probably very evident,
yes,
in your business from
Absolutely.
Where we were 20 and 30 years
right.
ago. You can really put on a show for pretty reasonable money, too.
You absolutely can, yeah, where things have come down in cost considerably. Components are smaller, but the presentation's gotten bigger.
Yeah.
So it's been exciting to watch it. And we've made a complete transition from analog to digital, as you know.
Yep.
So that's been key over the last couple of years.
Us, too. We used to be running those reel-to-reels, and our commercials were played on those little carts. And now, of course, everything
right.
is on the computer, as
right.
it always is. So talk about doing business. You're here in Metro Atlanta, right?
Yes.
What does Metro Atlanta mean to you, and how is the business environment here now?
It's really picking up over the last couple of years. We're actually a national company. We're based in Savannah. We have an office here in Atlanta. We have resources in a couple other towns. But we're active in the market. You know, we work with corporate Fortune 100 companies, higher education, both private and public schools, and then sports facilities, churches, and performing arts centers.
So you must encounter along the way people who are somewhat resistant to change. Why should they get in and take advantage of some of the services that you guys provide?
Because a lot of them do have a bad taste in their mouth from being burned for technology that was not easy to operate and maintain. So the user experience is the most critical component to anything that we do. It is a significant investment of your time and your money, your company's money, to invest in these multimedia environments, but if you can't use it, so what we've done and what we're able to do is we're able to create these just feature-rich spaces that anyone with no technical acumen whatsoever can walk in and operate. You know, we create these intuitive interfaces with touch panels and button panels, and there's no language barrier. And so we've given people the ability to communicate information a lot more efficiently, a lot more effectively across town or across the globe or just across the campus.
You know, I was just playing with an app on my phone last night and didn't realize that in Google Translate, you just talk about the marvels of the technological advancements that we've had. And again, this is old technology, but I just discovered it last night. Google Translate has a feature where you can take a picture of a sign that's in a foreign language and it will translate it for you.
Wow.
It has that intuition. It's just widening the world, making the world smaller, connecting us further. It's got to be exciting.
It is exciting. We've connected lots of environments, lots of companies. We've connected their resources and their offices across the nation and colleges. We brought colleges smaller together, closer together. And then also there's the component of bringing in students and patients in the healthcare market from across the globe. So there's, you know, we can create these immersive environments to where it's like you're there. And
yeah.
that's the other component, too, is creating this immersive space that even though you may not be in the same space, but it's like you're there.
Tommy LaRue is with us. He's with Stagefront Presentation Systems, the national systems consultant. I want to talk a little bit about your experience in the Navy, but before that, I want to just quick quiz you. All these businesses are involved in their own charities.
Yes.
Cure Childhood Cancer is really important and hits home for you. Talk about your involvement in that.
I certainly will. The Cure is very important to me because they were a big part of my life. About 6 years ago, my son, when he was three, was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He had a tumor in his face, which was a little scary to get that news. But the people at Cure are giants of humanity, and they are some of the greatest people. They will always be giants in my life.
Well, in that same breath, we're fortunate to get to work around and support St. Baldrick's.
Yes.
Some as well. I know you're familiar with that group as well.
I am. And all of the any children's healthcare. Children's Healthcare of Atlanta is another good one. They've been they're just one of the greatest places that I've ever. One of the greatest places you wish didn't have to exist.
Right.
But
they make you feel, they make those families feel so good.
Yes.
In the middle of going through something that's difficult.
Yes, and the just the selfless mentality and their approach to interacting with families. And, you know, charity's best when it's making a significant and immediate impact in somebody's life. And they do that. Cure absolutely does that 100%.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot with the other people from the businesses that are out here today. Speaking of children's health care, they're building a new facility just announced over the weekend, a 60-room hospital right there at Druid Hills and 85. There's just so much growth and excitement, better care to be provided to so many more kids, and that's a great thing.
Absolutely.
What jumped out at me about you as I looked at your little sheet here, U.S. Navy.
Yes.
Let's talk Navy Notre Dame in just a second, but what was your experience like in the Navy, and how did it help you getting into the professional world?
Oh, well, it was great. Before I graduated high school very early, it may have even been my junior year, I made the decision that I wanted to serve, serve in the Navy. And so I was an electronics technician in the Navy, and that took me to school for quite a while. So I started with the basics of electronics and electrical theory and went all the way through radars and UHF and HF communications, satellite communications. And so I was part of Desert Shield, Desert Storm.
Yeah.
So I was in the first endeavor there in the Middle East. And but one of the collateral duties that I had the pleasure, in addition to maintaining my electronic systems, I oversaw the shipboard radio and TV station. So I was responsible for putting on these awesome picnics on Sunday afternoons when we would kind of slow it down and set up speakers and a mixing console and a couple of microphones and a CD player and just have a big party and bust out the grills. And there was a lot of nights when we were close enough to land and somebody we really wanted to watch the Super Bowl or try to pick up something off the air, trying to get cable to certain spaces.
Yeah.
So trying to maintain all that. But it was a lot of fun. It was fun to not only program it, but to maintain it and operate it.
So that experience you must have some DJ skills in you, too. Like if somebody needed you to DJ a wedding, would you be able to do it?
I don't know if I could DJ a wedding. I don't think I could do that.
A
shot.
Yeah, I tell you, it is fantastic to meet you. I've so enjoyed talking to everybody today. Tommy LaRue, National Systems Consultant with Stagefront Presentation Systems, headquartered in Savannah, the big operation for you here in Metro Atlanta. Continued success. And thank you for talking with us. And thank you again for all the support that you do for childhood cancer as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Good stuff.
Right,
Tommy LaRue, Talk Radio 640 WGST. Broadcast today powered by Smartegies. We're at the Cuscawilla Golf Club in Eatonton, and we will return right after this.